Bookies was it was a club you could really feel comfortable at, and it just become like it became like the place to the larger venue to really see bands at. It was either like Bookies or Lily's, at least in my opinion, as far as the place to see bands back then. And it became the first larger club to really not only let local acts play, but to bring in national acts that a lot of the Detroit quote unquote scene at the time of just kind of original or however you want to cliche label it, scene that hung together at the time had a lot of, I think, similarities too. It was just cool. There's, I don't know if I, there's one particular show I like going there more than another. I mean, as far as my best memory of playing there was probably opening for Iggy in September of '80. That was just kind of cool, and it was a cool thing of Bookies to make sure they had just local acts open for him. He did 6 nights there. It was September 22nd through 27th. I remember it well because I'm looking at the framed poster I have of it on my wall while I'm telling you this, at Bookies Club, 870 West McNichols, 2.5 blocks west of Woodward. And the phone number was 313-862-0877. Tickets were $7.50. They were available at Off the Record, Sam's Jam, School Kids, and Bookies, but that was after 9 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. And Wednesday was teen night that week, so there was no alcohol. Need I go on? Need I go on any further? I personally didn't even get a chance to meet him at that show, but I mean, just I remember he was pretty affable. I think one or two of the other guys in the band may have met him. Maybe I did, and I don't remember.